Did you know that you could be a lucrative sponsor of Shagmardenoid Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast. Listeners can pay to get access to exclusive bonus content or even listen to the show without ads.
All you've got to do is head to shagmardenoid.com and follow the instructions or click on the link in the show blurb and sign up.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
The hydrated Christopher Ramsey.
Oh, don't.
I've just heard, just before we press play on this, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, Rosie said, I took a drink of my bottle of water that I bring up, you know, to wet me whistle while I'm talking to you wonderful people out there. And Rosie just said, I hate how much you drink during this podcast.
I don't see you drinking much during the day, right? I don't, genuinely, as a rule. You're weird. You drink loads during the night.
Right.
Not much during the day, but then whenever we do the podcast, parched as fuck. It's really weird.
But I'm a performer. I do stand up. I talk for hours and I realise that my throat hurts if I don't.
But how come I don't need really a drink? Dry.
I don't know.
Maybe talk
not,
more than
maybe
you.
Maybe not putting as much effort in. Maybe you talk more in day-to-day life, so you're used to it. Whereas when I do stand-up, when I do this, it's an intense... This is the most I will talk the entire day by a fucking mile.
Do not bullshit.
It absolutely is.
You never fucking shut up.
Rosie, I'm a monk. I don't speak for the rest of the day.
Oh, you listen.
I don't, honestly. And I'm not allowed water because of me new monkness.
Welcome to this week's podcast. Hope you're all okay.
Hope you're all well out there.
Trying to hold
having a lovely little time. I hate to go on about it, but it's still the goddamn fucking summer holidays. Still.
How long left? 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
Robin had longer, didn't he? Because we stupidly took him on holiday.
Sick of it. Sick of it. Hope you're all good out there. So there we go. It's episode 182.
Nice.
And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, a bit of a controversial one this week, so strap in, okay? This week's lucrative sponsor is... Hitting Your Kids. Hey.
No.
Hey.
Don't you dare.
Are you being giving your kids a good crack, eh?
Don't.
Is it not quite giving the same ring it used to? Well, why not try hitting them with a Dyson Hoover?
Don't!
Stop! Is your child running around the hallway downstairs, minding his own business, having a lovely time? Well, why not fucking lace him in the face with a Dyson Hoover and knock him right onto his back?
Oh, don't.
Eh?
Oh.
If anyone needs to see behind the curtain, you can't work out what's going on yet. This morning, Rosie was hoovering quite vigorously, and Rafe ran up behind her and basically got almost like hitting someone with a pool cue. You pulled your hand back, didn't you, and just wellied him in the head.
It's a cordless one. It's a cordless hoover.
And
it was on a really smooth... It wasn't on a carpet, so it was on like wood floor.
You were gliding.
So I was gliding. And I ragged it back. The connection. Did you hear that noise?
I heard it hit his head. I heard his head at the floor. And I heard the screaming. It shook the house. Honestly.
Do you know what's really bad, though?
Yeah.
He's fine. He's absolutely fine.
He is.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's the annoying thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a You Being
Framed
moment.
Something off You Being Framed.
Well, yeah, so it's the classic. Ha ha.
Yeah.
That's it. It's your immediate reaction is ha ha. And your conscience kicks in and you go, oh, actually, that's quite bad.
The way that he, he went off the ground.
Yeah.
He didn't just go backwards. Yeah. He, flew. Oh, my word. How has that never happened before, though?
Don't know. I don't think it'll ever happen again, I tell you that.
Well, he might stop running to us now. He might have.
Oh, so it was deliberate. I knew it. The truth's coming out. The truth is coming
he's
out.
Just, God love Rafe, but he's so clingy.
He's very
and
clingy.
Just he just runs towards us like.
You were screaming. He was screaming. It was it was an intense little moment.
Oh well.
I was just looking up from downstairs. I was looking down from upstairs. Sorry, and I was just like, what is going on here? Oh gosh.
We just sat on the stairs embracing one another through the trauma.
He was fine after it straight away. And then he was playing with the Hoover for ages.
He's gonna have a belter of a bruise though.
Yeah,
I've got a feeling when my mum comes to drop them off later, we're gonna see a right shiner on his forehead. Then he bossed his lip. What happened there?
Your mum took the Hoover off him and he just headbutted the floor in rage.
Great.
And burst his lip.
Great.
Yeah.
What's the matter with him?
A disaster area. He's an absolute disaster area. Honestly,
when
we went to the fair the other day, more about the fair later on, but when we went to the fair the other day, I was looking at, so our friend's got a little, is he two, kid?
Yeah.
And him and Rafe walk around, like, I don't know, I was kind of looking, I was thinking about it, I was like, if I was that size, I would be terrified of everything. But they walk around like they fucking own the place. Kit's got such a swagger on him. And he's just like strutting. He's gorgeous. And he's pointing at stuff. And he's like shouting. He's like, and he's just walking around like he owns the place. And I'm like, you two little children should be fucking scared of your own shadow.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
But somehow you think you're the hardest people at the fair. Honestly. Now what's going on?
I don't think I had that confidence as a kid.
I think it's a new thing. Like, just like, way, fucking watch it. We're going over there. Who's that move? What's that? I want that. Confidence on them. Fucking hell.
Should we do the jingle?
Yeah, well, side note, just a legal disclaimer. Dyson are not involved in the sponsor in any way, shape or form. They don't want to be affiliated with hitting their products off children's heads.
Of course, yeah. But if you do want to come into contact with a burglar or, you know, somebody getting in your house, Do them with the Hoover.
Hit them with the Dyson.
It was belter.
Hit them with the Dyson. Mm. Happy days. So there you go.
Yeah.
Side note, you actually get it legally, I think you get away with it easier if you hit them with something that's lying around your house. Have we talked about that before? I'm sure I heard
You've told me this before.
So if a burglar breaks in and you go at them with like a baseball bat you've made that's got loads of nails and knives attached to it, you're going to get absolutely done.
Okay.
But if you hit them with something that was close at hand, like a Hoover or a rolling pin or a lamp, you're all right.
I've always thought that if somebody...
You're not all right, but there's more... Sorry, it's less premeditated.
I've always thought that if somebody did come in the house, and this is just from when I was younger, and now, thinking of it now, I think, well, that's really shit. I always thought I'd grab, like, a can of hairspray.
Spray it on them.
And spray it on them.
Hairspray and a lighter.
Oh, well, now we're talking.
Flamethrower.
Yeah.
There we go. Get out. You nearly knocked your coffee over your laptop there, didn't you?
Laptop,
yeah, I'm just
going to
move that. I'm just going to move that.
Great.
Yeah, excellent.
I'm on edge.
Great.
Dyson with death.
Fantastic. We'll probably end the podcast there.
I've been waiting to say that for ages.
I think we'll peak too early.
Right, so do
I. Don't think we can. So there's going to be a jingle and then an hour of silence.
This is because we'll be in the fringe.
Yeah, we went to the fringe.
I'm all fringed.
Oh, well done. I'm all fringed.
Thank you. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed. Lush to have you back.
Yes, it is. Lovely to be back.
Welcome back.
I've just realised, you know, that thing I said about a knife and on a baseball bat and a Hoover and all that. I may have even dreamt that. Please don't ever take anything I say on this podcast as real.
Oh, no, they will. They are.
Yeah, no. Don't be like in the court going like, I beat him to death with a fucking Dyson Air
Blade.
Chris Ramsey said it was fine. Get him in here. When Eminem gets blamed for loads of violence and things that people do because he said it in his raps or whatever.
Oh.
I'm probably wrong here. So don't be tooling up
what
with Hoover.
What a pussy!
Nah, sorry. I just got scared. I got kid scared really quickly. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, man.
Can't help
God,
it.
Own up to it, man.
Can't help it.
So, but that is the thing, though, isn't it? Because in America, haven't people like invaded their homes and they've shot them, and then they got done for murder?
Yes, I think. Or I don't know.
And haven't they been in court and people are like, they tried to shoot me, that you are robbing their house?
Well, that's a sort of grey area, isn't it? With everything.
Massive grey area.
I always just think about Liar Liar when he says that where his secretary or his assistant's leaving him and she's like, people like you are the worst. A burglar was on my friend's roof and he fell through the skylight and cut his leg on a knife that was on a kitchen counter. and he got a and he got $5,000. My friend had to pay the burglar $5,000. Is that justice? And Jim Carrey goes, no, I'd have got him 10. Like, fucking unreal. I always think of that. Most of my legal knowledge is based on Liar Liar, so don't take anything I
say. Most of my legal knowledge is based on like 90s movies.
Yeah. As we said last week, corrupted by 90s movies. They all lived in mansions and they all didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. What's been going on?
So, yesterday, I went to Tesco.
Oh!
Went to the local Tesco.
Yeah.
In South Shields. We've been in South Shields a lot during the summer holidays. So, yeah. I went to the local Tesco with Rafe and the buggy. Mm-hmm. There was three lads outside. It was about 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. having a joint. And I just thought...
Got you.
Just thought, that's a bit of a waste, isn't it?
Why?
I don't really understand. Like, I thought, back in my day, having a joint was a bit of a social sort of like...
Right, okay.
...cool thing, sitting in a... With candles on and that, and just not outside a fucking Tesco Express.
Sitting in a way?
Just in a house.
You're going to say a shed.
Well, mate, that was for the bongs.
Right.
No.
Bongs and sheds.
It just seemed really, I could smell it straight away.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then they were just outside waiting for the mate to come out, and I was like, are you just having a spliff outside a Tesco
Express? Probably just having a spliff and then just going to walk around and talk shit all afternoon. Rosie, some people can function on, the amount of times I'm just walking down a street and I just smell weed and I'm like, if I had a joint in the middle of the street, I'd be comatose for the next 6 hours. But people can just function. Strange,
I just found it. I just wanted to say, is that a bit of a way? Not, I'm not condoning drugs here at all. Absolutely.
Sounds like you are. Sounds like you're actually saying save them for a special occasion.
Don't touch them.
It sounds like you're saying save them.
Drugs are for mugs.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be like, is this?
How are you, man, lads?
You want to
get in the house? Get FIFA on.
I know.
Get pizza ordered.
You're getting high while I'm here.
What are you doing here? I've come with a big shop.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It is weird.
It's dead weird.
Yeah. Almost akin to someone being me doing it outside of a leisure centre or something, going, this doesn't work.
Just a really shit place.
I know what you mean. Yeah. But again, it just fits into people's lives.
Well,
it's not like
it.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just being, might be in the third one of the day.
Third? Joking. By 4 o'clock. 10th.
No.
Oh, they'll be up their eyes in it.
I'd actually die.
Honestly, tried it. Makes us feel sick.
I had one when I was...
It
sounds
really boring there. Makes us, I know loads of people love it. Makes us feel sick.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. Something traumatic happened, actually, when I was doing the old reefer.
You sound like an undercover cop in an American movie trying to catch some kids. And they all go, you're a cop, aren't you? And you go, no, I'm just looking for somewhere to light the old cannabinoids. So, does anyone know of any guys who might be selling the drug within the local area that I could go and buy the drug from? You fucking square.
Well, I don't do drugs, that's why.
Okay,
anyway,
it's
one time I did. It's one time at band camp. We were in a chalet at Pontins, and my friend, Sarah Badger, the fire started.
Yeah?
Have I said
twisted fire started?
No, there was a fire in the grill, because we put toast in the grill,
right.
And you weren't meant to put it in the grill.
Right.
So I had a fire, and then... I'm sure I've said this before.
I don't think you have.
And then, the fire was there. We had to save it. And then...
Sorry, the fire was there.
The fire was in the grill.
Are you stoned now?
I feel like I am. The fire was in the grill because the smoke... We didn't notice because it was pitch black because obviously we were doing it the right way.
Right, sorry. Right, no, hold
on. Watching the telly.
Right, I've got to the bottom of this, yeah? Right, you're angry at those three lads who are out in the fresh air in the sunshine, having a joint, putting it into their everyday life, having a little spliff, right, doing what they want. You're annoyed that they're not in a chalet at Pontins with a grill on fire in the dark. Are you stoned now?
No, anyway, the fire, we had to save the fire, so then we went in the bathroom and they'd left the bath full. Yeah. So we got the dressing gown, dipped the dressing gown in the bath, and then put the dressing gown over the grill.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. God.
All you stoned.
You live to tell that tale.
And I'm still alive now.
Whose dressing gown?
It was Sarah's.
Right. Okay. Good.
Or our boyfriend's. I can't remember.
Well, okay. Good. Wow. Okay.
I'm sure I've told that story before.
I don't think I've ever heard that story.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I'm just sort of trying to unpack it now.
And you know what, Chris?
What?
Never touched a drug ever since.
Never touched a drug ever since. No.
I've never done any drugs. You know this.
I love that. Well, I love the idea that, you know, there's lots of stories out there. You know, drugs obviously have massive downsides. They're bad points. There's lives ruined, you know, lives taken. But you learnt your lesson when a dressing gown was...
The hard way, Chris. I learned my lesson the hard way. I nearly died
when a dressing gown was destroyed in Pontins. In a
you know how much I love dressing gowns.
You do love dressing gowns. No!
I'll never touch this shit again.
Travelling around the schools. Travelling around the schools doing talks at the assemblies. You see this, kids? This is a burnt dressing gown and this could be your future. Was I wearing the dressing gown? No, I wasn't. That dressing gown was innocently just sitting on the bed. And I had to dip it in a bath of secondhand Pontins.
And here's
water.
Another thing, kids. Don't empty your bath water till you go to bed.
Don't always leave a body of water in the bath with human remnants in it so you can dip a stray dressing gown in when you need to save the day.
Tragic,
isn't it? Just having a drink of me water there. Just so keeping annoying. Hydrated, ladies and gents. Yeah, yeah. All started right. Recording so everyone can hear us have me water.
Awful. So, ick.
Ick. Oh, I've got an ick actually that someone told me the other day.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, we'll have that later.
Do you know, I feel like I like ick in a Scouse accent.
Ick.
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 Ick. We went to the Edinburgh Fringe last week.
We did, it was fantastic.
It was, oh God, Chris, seriously, how much did we just not argue at all? Not one crossword, Chris.
My catchphrase for the entire time, everyone we bumped into, they said, are you here working? And I would say, no. This is actually the first time me and Rosie have been away on a trip without the children, not for work, since 2018, which is true.
Yeah.
And we realised that we need to do that more often.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking fantastic. It was not weird. One argument, nah. Not one crossed word.
Oh, there's what? One crossed word.
When?
When you took us the wrong way, so we nearly missed a show.
Oh,
Mr.
Right,
Edinburgh, inside out.
Oh,
I've
done
so many years, yeah, blah-de, blah-de, blah.
Yeah, it's been 8 years, I forgot. I went the wrong way.
Anyway.
I've got lost a couple of times on that street, to be fair. That's me. It's me. It's me kryptonite of Edinburgh, that street. But yeah, it was phenomenal. We saw some amazing shows. Yeah, it was a really, really good time.
It was just class. And I just think it's sometimes really healthy to get away from your kids and remember why you... Yeah. Got together in the first place.
Yeah, remember what it was like when before you were just parents sharing.
Well, because it's just really easy.
Children.
It's really easy to forget because you just argue all the time because there's a stress of the kids. Like, just to the point of like, so the other day, as soon as we got back, we'd been blissful. We were holding hands in the street. Holding hands in the street. We haven't done that for years.
Nah.
We got back and Chris. Stupidly gave Robin his tea before Rafe.
Rafe
went mental, obviously. And I was like, how do you not know that this isn't what you do? Straight away, as soon as I got back, we were just fighting again.
Immediately
fighting.
What about last night? Last night we ordered a Nando's Deliveroo and the wrong Nando's came.
Yeah.
And it was all really spicy stuff that the kids couldn't eat, but the kids were both starving. So I'm standing trying to work out why this is the wrong thing and trying to phone Deliveroo and phone Nando's. And... I didn't try to phone Deliveroo. I don't know if you can phone Deliveroo. I'm phoning Nando's and the kids are screaming and I'm trying to describe to you what it is and everything is like salted peri-peri chips, extra hot. It was like, there's fucking nothing we can give you.
What was his, I don't want to say his surname, but his first name was Richard.
Right, the
and
guy
And his tea never arrived.
Yeah, Richard,
and
big
I'm so
shout
sorry.
Out. Richard, somewhere in South Shields, you were waiting for the spiciest Nando's in the world and it never came, dude, and I'm really,
sorry,
really sorry.
Mate.
Yeah, sorry
went
about
in the
that.
Bin.
It did, it had to.
No, I actually ate quite a bit of it. I took the, so basically the kids got two teas because I did steal some of the chicken thighs from Richard's tea and cut off the skin. So it was just plain chicken, dusted off some of the peri-peri stuff and Rafe had a few of them.
I did realise that once I went and picked the actual food up from Nando's and came back, the one that was there was mainly gone.
I'd kind of
big
gone.
Shout to Nando's. They gave us a free bit of cheesecake as well for me troubles.
It's nice of them.
Which I just ate before this.
Fucking way around.
Yeah, very nice.
To love Nando's. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Another thing we did the other day, we went to the fair.
Yeah, we did.
We've been spending a lot of time at South Shields Fair. Yeah. Invaluable place. Mm-hmm. Kids love it. Mm. Fantastic. Didn't enjoy it hungover.
No.
Didn't enjoy it hungover. One of the worst feelings I think I've ever had in my
life. You looked like the saddest person in the world sat on them dodgems.
Well, this is what I want to talk about. It was one of the worst, most pathetic, saddest moments in my life, right? So we were queuing for the dodgems. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you wait for everyone to get off the dodgems. Everyone gets off and then you show your little card and you get on.
Mm.
But what I didn't realise was you then wait. They don't just let you start going on the dodgems. You go in and you sit in your little dodgem car and you wait for them to fill up.
Yeah.
I was sat there for about 25 minutes.
It's a ridiculous system.
No one was coming on. Well, right next to the speaker, it was fucking blaring, and I'm just sitting.
Why is it so loud?
It's so loud. And we're just sitting in a dodgem. Yeah. Just sitting in a dodgem, waiting for more people to walk past to go, oh, I'll have a turn on the dodgem.
Yeah.
Rosie, what if no one had shown up?
I know, Chris, I don't know.
I'd have been sat on a static dodgem for hours.
I don't know what the system is.
It was
Why
crazy.
Why couldn't they have just gone?
It was crazy.
Money.
I don't know, because obviously you can't get someone to jump on the dodgems while they're going, because that would be carnage. It all has to start at the same time, all has to stop at the same time. It's one of the maddest things.
The electricity.
But you know what? I was sitting there, right? And I was looking around the fair as I was sitting in the little dodgem, looking at the little sort of my little 180 degree angle of the fair that I could see. Do you know what really upsets me about all fairgrounds?
What?
It is the blatant disregard for the way that they mix DC and Marvel. There's like some spider thing where it spins them around in the air. Oh, the Hulk. Oh, great. Mm. The Hulk's on there. Oh, look. Oh, Iron Man's on there. Mm. Oh, Wonder Woman. Superman. DC and Marvel. Wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Furious.
Okay. I can't imagine the people who do it might not be fans like you are.
Just, I was just angry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But you've got to appreciate the actual skill.
Yeah.
Of the drones. They are good.
I mean, they're unofficial drones, yeah. I mean, the people who do the copyright for Disney and all that, if they went down there, they'd die.
Oh, yeah.
Their heads would explode.
I mean, but there's always a good pair of tits.
What?
On a woman.
On the side of the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's
I feel like those kind of, the people who do that kind of, you know, sort of 80s looking sort of meatloaf album cover graffiti stuff that they do, I feel like they perfect the tits first and then work the rest of the body around
the rest
it.
Of yeah. it. Yeah, I agree. Bowling alley's always pretty spot on as well.
Bowling alley. Mint tits on the bowling alley graffiti art. Mm-hmm. Crack and pear. Eh? Oh, pins. No, that's legs in it. Fuck. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
Beef, 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 beef.
Ladies first?
Yeah, go on then.
Go on then.
My beef with you currently is you have taken up a habit of...
Oh, I don't like it when I hear a new habit.
Well, it's not a habit per se.
Okay, she's backing down.
I'm not backing down at all, mister. You started to fall asleep on the sofa of an evening.
Yes.
Literally, like...
How dare I?
No, I don't mind that per se, but it's like, I can't keep... Oh, this is your favourite. Oh, what have I missed? Oh, how much have I missed? Oh, fuck off. If you're that tired, you'd have fell asleep and you wouldn't have woke up. Tit.
It's the fear.
Oh, no, it's just the... Oh, fuck off the fear. Yeah. Literally, what have I... How much have I... How long was I... I'm falling asleep here, Rosie. I'm falling asleep. Right, great. Okay, then. Well, I tell you what, let's go to bed because I am also very tired. But I do this stupid thing of making myself more tired because I just like to have time by myself without anyone asking us anything, right? Stupidly, I go to bed too late. But anyway, that's a different story. We'll go to bed. Yeah. That's fine. You're tired. Get yourself to sleep. What's that? Reading a little book?
Yeah.
Reading a little bit of your Kindle, are you?
Climb in bed and read me a little book.
Hang on a minute. Thought you were tired.
Well.
Thought you couldn't keep your eyes open.
Well, I couldn't.
Thought you'd missed half of the film because you were so tired.
Well, yes.
Time to read a little book.
Let's be honest here. The rigmarole of having to get up and then scrounge through whatever fucking state the kitchen is in to get a bottle of water or whatever to take to bed, right? And then going upstairs, brushing my teeth, wakes us up a little bit. So I climb into bed and to lull myself back up, instead of watching my phone, which is bad for you, blue light and all that, I read my little Kindle.
No.
Right?
If you were really that tired, you'd have fell. Head would have hit that pillar.
Sleep Gestapo here. What's going on here?
It just annoys us because we watch the same stuff together and you're home a lot more at the minute. So we're watching for things. Now I want to watch the thing and you're like, oh, can't keep me eyes open.
Right, you went to bed early last night.
We weren't watching any. Oh, we were.
Boom.
But did I go straight to sleep? Yes, I did.
I don't know.
Didn't even look on my phone.
I don't know.
Look on my phone.
You went up on your own. I don't know. So you're full of it.
Go.
Double fucking standards. Yourself. Look here, man. Who do you think you are? Sleep when I say. Sleep when I tell you.
It's not that. It's just the fact that you're like, I'm too tired. It's the way that you do it. Last night, I didn't say I was falling asleep. I just went, I'm knackered. I'm going to go to bed.
It's the dramatics.
No. It's the dramatics on the sofa. You're literally, this is you. This is you. Oh. What have I missed? Oh, God. I just can't keep me. I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to have to go to bed.
Okay.
I'm going to go to bed. Okay. Oh, chapter 7. What's happening here? You prick. I wouldn't mind if you went. I'm going to go upstairs to read my book. Mm. It's the dramatics that comes with it. That's what tips us over the edge. You can, I'm right.
Listen, case closed. Listen to your dramatics. Your dramatics last night. We put House of the Dragon on, and you were literally, as it started, you were like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this.
Because I knew I was
like
tired.
Like someone in a movie who's been injured and they're on their way back to camp.
Go on without me. Okay, maybe this all falls down onto the fact that at the minute we're still in separate beds because we can't be asked to do any sort of sleep training.
Yeah.
I am with Rafe, who sleeps horrifically all night, disturbed. You are with Robin.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nada.
So we'll go.
He doesn't move.
He's fucking Al-Horris. He took my pillow last night. What it comes down to is you don't think I should be allowed to be tired.
Agreed.
There we go. There it is.
Not a quarter past nine.
Listen.
Nah, not a quarter past nine. Ridiculous. You shouldn't be giving it the. I can't stay awake at quarter past nine. If I'm still awake and I've been up since half five. You shouldn't be giving it them.
You're a disgrace.
Sorry.
Have you heard yourself? You're a disgrace.
Do you want me to repeat myself?
Historians are going to look back on this and say that was her. That was the sleep tyrant of the 2020s. That was her.
Honestly, I'll buy a cap with it on.
Honestly, horrible.
What's yours?
You don't suit caps. You've got a tiny little fucking head.
Oh, you are a fucking bastard! I love caps and I look horrific in them.
You don't suit caps. Okay.
I hate you.
My beef with you. Oh, hold on. My throat's a bit dry.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
It's a swallow and you've got such a big gullet. You big gullet and gimp that you are.
Robin saw my Adam's apple for the first time the other day and he didn't know what was going on. It was incredible. He was just like, what's that?
I might tell him you're a robot.
Right, okay. Yeah, good.
You're not his real dad.
Right, yeah. Robots would be allowed to power off at about 9 o'clock, wouldn't they? But I got forced to stay up. Listen, my beef with you is...
Yes.
So the other day, you came down out the shower and you came and sat in the sitting room. And I was in the sitting room as well. I think the kids had gone to bed. I think they were already in bed.
Was I not ready?
I think might have had a bath or something. Anyway, you sat down. You're like, I'm just going to chill for a bit, just in my towel or whatever. I was like, right, okay.
Oh, to dry.
Yeah. And you were going to go and get us. There was a cake. There was some cake in the kitchen, right? And I was like, is there still some cake? And you're like, yeah. And I think you'd said you something like you were hot, sort of half up, so you were going to get us the cake. And if I remember, that's all a bit blurry. But what I do remember is me going, well, will you go and get me the cake? I think I'd put both the bairns to bed. So I was like, will you go and get me the cake? And you came back with one of the most pathetic, ridiculous excuses as to why you couldn't get the cake. You turned around and you said, I can't go and get you a cake because I've just had a shower and I'm still wet and I might slip.
Do you remember?
Fucking pathetic.
That was weeks ago.
Oh, it's still written down. It's written in my notes. I wrote it straight down. You were like, that was it. You went, do you still want us to go and get you that cake? And I went, yes, please. And you went, oh, but I've just had a shower. I'm wet. I might slip and fall. And I went, you are joking, aren't you? Like, you just walk around the house with the towel on. You've been soaking wet. You went, I might slip and fall.
Yeah.
And then do you know what I did? I got up and got the cake because I know that if you'd given in and went, you would have deliberately pretended to fall. You'd have deliberately pretended to fall and I would have came through. I would have heard a bang and I would have known it was bollocks, but I would have had to come through like 20 minutes later because you'd still be on the floor committing to your fake fall. You tosser.
So true.
Horrible.
So true. Oh, that was a good excuse though. I was very chuffed with that. It came very quickly.
I could feel your smile. I could sense the smile on your face as I walked into the kitchen and get me one bit of cake. Yeah, ref. Honestly.
I kind of wish I had gone in and got it because I would have done the fall.
I know you would have thought. You would have done your amateur dramatics fall. Horrible.
I might slip.
Look how chuffed you are with yourself. Lazy fucking pig.
Wasn't even that wet then.
No, you weren't. No, you'd been out of the shower for ages. You're a tosser. Absolute tosser. All right, man. Jesus.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ew, you're so disgusting. Ick.
I thought it was I hate you so much right now.
Nah, I changed my mind.
No, you've changed
too
it.
Too long.
Oh, that's a good one then. Yeah. Ew, you're so disgusting.
Ick.
So it's the ick section.
Yes.
Lovely icks. Can I start with mine?
Yeah, of course you can.
So we were in the Edinburgh Fringe the other day.
Uh-huh. And, is it me?
What?
Is it
no,
me?
No, God, no. No, no, no. Everything you do is amazing. it's so sexy. So much, very, very sexy. Much, much sex.
I don't think you've ever called me sexy. That's
no,
sad.
No, no, no. So
I'm a little bit sexy.
maybe once upon a time. Now, oh, I'm joking. Oh. I'm joking. Listen.
Am I a bit sexy?
Yeah, sometimes.
To this.
Listen, how much have I had to drink in the scenario? It depends how much I've had to drink. Really, I'm hammered.
Oh, what, if I'm sexy?
Proper sexy if I'm hammered. Yeah, so sexy.
Great.
Yeah, good. So how is it? We were in the Edinburgh Fringe and we're sitting down the... down the back of the Pleasance courtyard bit. That'll mean anything to people who are in Edinburgh. People who aren't there, you won't get what it means. But just a little bar bit, a little outside bar area. And when the flyer and team from our management company actually came up, and she went to give her a flyer for a friend of ours, Jade Adams.
Yes.
But we've actually got tickets to her postponed tour, which is going to happen after she's done Strictly.
Yes.
Good luck, Jade, on Strictly, by the way.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, all of that. Don't, because I get flashbacks when that music comes on. I feel like I've got to get up and make a dick of myself. Got shouted at by Karen. So the flyer came up and I said, oh yeah, we're with Avalon. She went, oh, and she was going to give a flyer, and then she didn't. And she just ended up standing and having a chat with her. And she said, oh, listen to your podcast. And she went, I've got an ick. Mm. And I went, right. So the flyer and team, it's almost like they're on a little sort of summer camp thing. Mm-hmm. They're always young teenagers, and they come up, you know, early 20s, late teens, and they come up and the flyer
little
for the shows.
Going
not
on,
probably loads, yeah. She said that she fancied someone else on the flyer and team and wanted to sort of, you know, get something going with him until she found out that he did an Edinburgh silent disco walking tour.
Ooh. What's that? Like,
just, you must put the headphones on and it's like a silent disco.
Yeah.
But it's a walking
tour.
And you walk around. You know when you see the people walk around, one of them's got a fucking umbrella in the air and everyone's following them. And they've all got headphones on. It was a silent disco walking tour. And she went, yeah, I found out he went on a silent disco walking tour 2 nights ago. And I'm just like, oh no. So she fancied him for like a fortnight. And then he does one thing.
Oh.
Gone.
Fucking I would have hilarious. Loved that. Was that on when we were there?
Sad, but I'm not going on a walking tour.
Oh my, I would have done that.
So basic, mate. So basic. Oh. No chance.
I've got loads of icks.
Come on,
there's
then.
So many of them. Here's one. Mm. My husband waves at me when he walks into a room.
I love him. I instantly love him.
Usually in the morning when he wakes up and comes downstairs, but at other times too. It's a proper fingers apart, childlike wave. It gives me the ick, and I've just told him, morning. Morning.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that.
No, don't. It's something you would do. It's horrible.
Oh, I love him already. Please. I saw him in my mind's eye when you said it.
Oh, he
I
looks
love
like you.
He's my best mate.
He looks like you.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want another one?
He's a good looking guy. Yeah.
My ex used to cough so much he would throw up every time he went outside in cold weather.
Sorry, say that again for everyone.
My ex used to cough so much he would throw up every time he went outside in cold weather.
Fucking hell. Do you know what? Fair enough. Like, fair enough. I can't really defend that ick.
Well, if this isn't an ick, I don't know what is. Yeah. He was shagging other people the whole time we were together, so please don't feel sorry for his shitty lungs.
Yeah, no, I don't feel sorry for him at all. I mean, I feel a bit sorry for him, but I don't... Normally with the icks, I'm like, that's pathetic, you can't say that. You know what I mean? Picking up something or falling over, it's not people's fault, but... I suppose I that isn't his fault, but it's
Do you know what I
funny.
Feel like this is? This is people's beefs. It's kind of gone from icks to people so of the public's funny. Beef, isn't it?
What I'm trying to say is I can't defend... I can't go, no, you will still find this man attractive if he's just vomiting every time he's in the cold.
Horrible,
I can't defend that.
Imagine.
It's looking great, though, isn't it? Darling, the Christmas market's on. Shall we go ice skating, me and you, on a date? Yeah, definitely. Ring ice rings closed again, everyone. He's back. Oh god. Fucking mint. Babadoo 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public. Public.
Public. You go too loud there, you give yourself a fright. Yeah, like a dog barking itself awake. Or farting itself awake. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send your ick, send your stories, send all of them things that you've always sent because the class and we'll love you for it. Thank you.
Love it. Hi, Rosie and bike guy.
Thank you. Still not bike really. Guy. I was on the electric bike yesterday.
Oh, right.
I'm a bike. As someone put on the thing, I'm a bike guy. I'm golf guy. Fish guy. Bit sick of the fish. What else am I? I think that's it.
I mean.
No. That's not your chance to just insult me.
But okay.
No. I'm trying to be a golf shit guy. golf just takes so long. Like my mate said the other day, he was like, "Do you want to come play golf on Sunday afternoon?" I'm like, "Well." That's 5 hours, mate. Like, I don't know if I can swing that.
It's a social... I'm sorry. I'm not going off doing 4 or 5 hours of social things. So if you think you are, you can fuck off.
Guys, listeners, are you surprised? I'm not allowed to go on. I'm not even allowed to fall asleep of an evening on my own sofa.
I'm not being funny. Golf is not a sport. Tyrant. No, it's not a sport or hobby when you've got a one-year-old.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
No.
Great.
When Rafe gets older...
Mm. Yeah, you'll find something else for us
to
do.
No, that'll be fine, but not with a one-year-old. Absolutely not. I need all the help I can get.
Great.
I've been binging the podcast over the last couple of weeks and have almost got up to date. Just listening to episode 168, where you told the story of the guy who used a shower cap as a condom.
Brilliant.
Loved him. He was a nice fella. I used to work with someone who once took a girl home, realised he had no condom, so used the only thing he could find to do the job.
Right. Oh, God. Oh.
Do you want to guess? Mysteries.
The only thing you find to do with the job. So the thing that the joke that people used to say was like a Snickers wrapper. People used to always say a Snickers wrapper and an elastic band was that
joke that people
used to say back in the day.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know. But that was the thing. Snickers duo, more like. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Ding dong.
Guys.
Oh, baby's arm.
Long and thin.
Yeah. Chocolatey and...
Stop it. Nutty. Stop it. Cling film?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Have I nailed it?
You've nailed it.
Cling film!
Cling film, yes. He wrapped the cling film round and round his dick until it was all covered, did the deed, but then it came off inside the girl. So he retrieved it, but his spunk was not contained by it. Surprise, surprise.
Fucking hell, what a... Of course.
Horrendous.
What girl? Talk about the ick. What girl is there while you're cling filming your knob going, yeah, definitely still in
this
the mood.
This is the one, yeah.
Definitely still in the mood for this. I mean, how hard is it to get cling film off if you're going to cling film up some bacon or something? It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not the easiest and most manoeuvrable kitchen implement to sort of...
Oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
It folds itself in on itself. Yeah. It doesn't rip. Sometimes it won't come off the wheel. You kind of find the end.
No. Awful. I can't promise I would have did the deed.
How much do you fancy someone when they are cling filming their knob and you're going, yeah, we're definitely
must be quite a lot. It's got to be a lot, hasn't it? Oh. Could you still keep an erection? I think it would go
with
down.
Cling film.
Just, I think it would go down with the thought of it, maybe.
You might love cling film. Mm. I'm thinking the which way did you do it? Because if you wrapped it side on, then of course you're just making a tunnel. What you needed to do is, and I can't believe I'm actually going through this, what you needed to do was pull quite a large sheet of it out and put it on the end of his knob like a long hat.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe pull it.
Like a pull it to a cone shape.
Okay.
And maybe put the cut. So
you that would make
get
more
the cone shape so there's space in the top. Mm. And then once the cone shape is on, get another bit of cling film and wrap that around holding the cone shape on.
Of course.
So
do you want me to ring Dragon's Den today or first thing tomorrow?
Get them today.
Right.
No time at the present.
Okay.
End the podcast and ring them now.
Right. Yeah.
Ring them now.
Yeah.
Good. Just rang them there. They're not interested.
Said it was too risky. Or done before. Can't remember which one. Babadoo, 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 ba. To Chris and Rosie, you don't need to keep me anonymous. I've met Chris. Brackets. I was the guy who wrote a letter in both Leeds and Sheffield.
Ah, yes. James or something he's called?
James. And that is still one of the highlights of my year, so that's good.
Oh, that's nice.
So this is James.
Okay.
I was having a piss last night at a public urinal, and an incident occurred, and my first thought was, I need to tell Chris and Rosie about
this. Okay.
James
might be the person I've had the most correspondence of in my life over the past year. I don't think I've had more than two letters and one email off someone ever, if it's not about work.
Oh, well, there you go. Nice guy. Whilst having a piss, a guy next to me was also pissing. For context, it was a metal one with no separator.
Yeah.
Chris should know the type, I mean.
Yeah, big trough. We had one at school. Terrifying.
Awful.
Big metal trough.
Awful things. Disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know why men have to stand in a massive big trough next to each other and piss.
There's got
to
be a better way.
But then again, that is why there's never a queue at the blokes.
I know.
Because we can just go in shoulder to shoulder and just piss.
Yeah, you don't have to.
That's the main thing I missed during COVID, you know, not being able to piss right next to a stranger.
Really?
No, not at all. Jesus. I'm joking.
So you know which one he means?
I know exactly the kind of urine he means, yeah.
Whilst he was pissing, it was spraying back onto my leg.
Yeah, that does happen.
Does
that
it?
Can happen. Yeah, that can happen, yeah.
It says, yes, that's right. Whilst I was pissing, the other guy's piss was splashing back onto my leg. Oh, to make matters worse, I was wearing shorts.
Oh, I was going to say it's bad. My next sentence there was going to be jeans or whatever. You sort of, unless you touch your leg, you don't really know what's happened.
But
imagine it in shorts.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
It says, my mind was racing. I couldn't tell him. I couldn't move. I couldn't ask him to stop. I just had to feel my leg getting wetter and wetter by this guy's piss.
Oh, mate.
I had to give my leg a little wash in the sink afterwards. This gave me a question for Chris. Have you ever had a bad or dodgy experience at a urinal? Cheers, James Sehill. Thanks, James. Oh, God. I thought I knew quite a lot of stuff through this podcast. And I thought, you know when you think, I know all there is to know now.
Yeah.
Didn't know that there's the possibility of a stranger's piss splashing back at you 100%. At a urinal.
100%.
That is the saddest and grimmest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So, yes.
Oh,
it is, yeah. Welcome to the world of the men's urinals.
It's not a world I want to be in.
It's a disgusting...
Please, don't welcome me in, because once you welcome us in,
it's a lawless wasteland. It's
horrible.
It's a disgusting, perverted, horrible, vile place,
so,
right?
Do you know, you've probably pissed on someone's leg?
I don't tend to get that close. If there's not that much space, I will wait. I'm normally, if there's loads of people in the toilet, I'll wait for the cubicle. I don't like weeing when men are standing around next to us. I'm a bit weird.
Because you've got a little willy.
Yes, tiny. Yeah. I need to get all my equipment out, like my magnifying glass and me light. So if someone next year, if there's a gentleman with a healthy stream next year and it's bouncing off the thing, it can.
God.
I have seen people, this is worse, Rosie, so when you've had them in toilets of bars and clubs, I've seen people put their drink down next to their feet.
Oh, no.
And
piss has gone in.
Well, they're pissing on the thing and someone else is pissing on the thing and their drink's next to their feet and I'm thinking, well, everyone's piss is going in your drink, mate. Like, everyone's piss is going in your drink. And then they pick it up and they drink it.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's. But do you know what's weirder? Do you know what's weirder though? Him being pissed on his leg. No one will ever know that other guy pissed on his leg, and he'll just get away with it scot free, not being a weirdo who pisses on people's legs. Anyone who walks in that toilet while James is washing his fucking legs in the sink, he's the weirdo now.
Mm.
You imagine walking in the toilet while a man with shorts on is washing his knees and shins in the sink.
But he's got it though. Come on, dogs will be sniffing his knees in the street.
Just like. Honestly, baby wipes. That's why having children, you know, amongst the great things about, you know, loving them and all that crap.
Yeah.
Having baby wipes with you all the time is one of the best things in the world.
It is great, actually.
Literally, someone's pissed on my leg. Gone.
When they're too old for baby wipes, what are we going to do?
I've always had, since hand Robin wipes. Was a kid, in between having Robin and Rafe, I still had baby wipes in my car. Mm-hmm. I've always got baby wipes in my car.
Baby wipe guy.
Baby wipe guy. Baby wipe guy. God. Fifth one. There we go.
There's another one. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, no need to keep us anonymous. My brother's partner kept finding what she believed to be mouse droppings on her bathroom for some time.
Oh, God.
So believing...
On her bathroom?
On her bathroom, like, floor.
Right. It's weird, that, isn't it?
On her bathroom.
But you know what she say, like...
In her bathroom.
In, right, okay.
It was me. Right. I said it wrong. I'm sorry. You... I'm sorry, Chris. Okay.
So are you on a plane or are you in a plane?
You're on a plane.
Are you on a train or are you in a train?
You're on a train.
Are you on a car or are you in a car?
You're in a car.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
Are you on the bus or are you in the bus?
You're on the bus.
Oh.
But the car's yours.
It might be ownership, yeah.
I think it is.
So I suppose, yeah, if you were on a plane, but it was your plane, you'd be in your plane. You wouldn't be like, sorry, I'm just on my plane. You'd be like, I'm in my plane.
I'm in my plane.
You've solved it.
Thank you.
It's ownership.
Wow. I got an A in English, you know.
Nah.
I did?
I'm sorry, I just don't believe it.
I did?
It's weird, you can't find the words to fight against us saying that, so I believe you in less now.
Great. What have I said of mice and men?
Okay, yeah, no, you're very good. Yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, God. A-star. Yeah. I didn't know your new two books.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You just gone back down with
me. My brother's partner kept finding what she believed to be mouse droppings in her bathroom for some time. So believing they had a problem with mice, or worse, rats, as they had issues with it in the past, she contacted pest control.
Do you want to say all that again?
Why?
Contacted pest control.
No, I can't be bothered. Okay. So I'm so sorry that I said contact.
To contact the pest control.
I think I ran out of breath.
You sound like fucking Jim Carrey. Right, go on. Okay.
She was given a time for someone to call to look and take care of any pest problems it required.
Yeah.
However, when the gentleman arrived, she showed him to the bathroom where he started to investigate the issue.
Okay.
He then proceeded to inform her that what she thought was mouse or rat poo and had been picking it up repeatedly for some time was in fact... little balls of human shit.
Oh, what?
As you can imagine, she was mortified to find this out and didn't know what to say. Embarrassed, she let the gentleman out and then began to wonder how this was happening.
How did he know?
He must know the smell.
He must know the smell and the type.
Doesn't mouse and rat poo go like hard, like droppings?
That poor bloke's come in thinking it's just normal. Because obviously... mouse droppings and rat droppings, that's his job.
Mm.
Human shit is not his job. So that poor guy's had to go, oh no, this is actually human shit. Can I leave, please?
I doubt it'll probably be the first time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what's happened then?
Well, if you would let me finish.
God, I think I know, but I don't want to spoil it. But go on.
She asked her partner if he knew how this could have happened. And he said he had no idea.
Oh, he does. He does.
It later became apparent that my brother wipes his arse in a weird way, standing almost upright and giving it a good old scrub, hence causing little balls of shite to fly all over.
Get in the shower, all of you. All of you. Get in the shower. I will stand by this till the day I die. Get in the shower if you've had a shit. I'm serious.
So she had, in fact, been picking up his dirty little shit balls
for months. That's...
She then caught him by using the face soap, which her and her son had been using for some time to clean his balls on a daily basis.
What? Where did that come from?
That came from nowhere. My thing is, how long you got to have what you think are mouse droppings before you ring pest control? Months. Months, Chris.
It's horrible, that, like. That's just horrible.
Great, so he's balls just, of shit.
Like, have you ever seen... I apologise to anyone who's eaten during this already.
People don't eat during this podcast.
Have you ever seen how hippos shit?
When the spray...
Yeah, their little tail goes back and forward and the shit... Awful. They basically stick the top half of their body out of the water and their arse is on the water
line.
And they go... And it just fucking... He's basically doing that with a bit of toilet roll.
Basically,
Standing up, turning around, obviously, and he's just... And there's just bum nuggets just flying all over the room. What a little horror.
We need to show Robin a video of a hippo having a shit. He would love that.
He would love that, to be fair.
I'm going to write it down.
You're going to write that? That's our life now. Yeah. That's our life now, everyone. That's our life. There's a little insight into your life. Did you ever think you'd be sitting doing, you know, dare I say it, quite a successful podcast with your wife, And your wife just quickly says, as a side note, I'm going to have to make a note in my phone to tell our six-year-old to show him a video of a hippo having a shit because he'll like it.
He will love it.
It's whatever. It's just whatever you can do to keep him entertained in the summer holidays, isn't it?
Chris, I'll show him the video and then I'll say, let's draw a picture of what we've just seen. And then maybe after that, we'll make a cake.
I'm going out on my bike.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, hope you're both well.
We are. Thank you for asking.
I'm good today, actually. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Yes.
I'm currently listening to episode 181.
Okay.
Is that last week's?
Yes.
Where you talk about the ick about seeing your partner in a bath with no bubbles.
Yeah.
I decided to write in as I have a similar ick with my boyfriend in the bath.
Okay.
For context, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 5 years. Congratulations.
Okay.
All goes downhill after then. About 7 years, you'll be fucked.
Fantastic.
We met at school and then both went off to uni, so we've never lived together.
Oh.
After graduating uni, my boyfriend moved into a shared house for his first job. In brackets, I was still living at home.
Okay.
I would often go and stay at his for the week. In the shared house, there was only one bathroom / toilet. One time I was staying, it was just us in the house and my boyfriend decided he wanted to have a bath. He went off to run the bath and I needed the toilet, so I came downstairs thinking, he's only just gone down, so I'll have a quick wee before he gets in his bath.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? He's literally gone, I'm going to go in the bath, see in a minute, and she's thought, oh, I'm going to have a wee before you get in.
Side note, people who have baths when they're in shared houses, pieces of shit.
Why?
Just using all the hot water, aren't you? Just, oh, you're all going to wash your dishes in cold water and good luck having a shower, I'm going to lie in bath. Like in a warm water, like a fucking hippo for 3 hours because I'm a selfish twat. Carry on.
Wow, this is coming from someone I feel who's shared a house.
Carl Hutchinson used to have a bath all the time. All the time.
My brother loves a bath. I love a bath. I can't.
The water would go ice cold after he had a bath and he would come downstairs in a stupid big fucking white robe that he'd nicked from a hotel with his big fucking red face.
Did he have a robe? Did he have one on his hair?
No, he didn't have a towel on his head. He's always had his bathrobe on.
Right.
Coming down. Oh, lovely bath that. I know it was a lovely bath, mate, because I've just been washing my dishes after the bolognese in cold water. That was the time, the one time he used to do it, when he did it really badly, he would go upstairs for a bath while he was cooking his mackerel downstairs. It was like a double pronged attack. No hot water, and by the way, the whole place stinks of mackerel. And he would do it in November when all the washing was on the radiator, so we couldn't hang it outside.
God.
Oh, I had to literally chisel him into a real human
being.
How
long did you live with him for?
Like a year and a bit.
Oof.
Fucking horrific. It was horrific.
I keep forgetting you've lived with each other.
God, it was awful.
So anyway.
Fuck you if you're having a bath in a house share. Fuck you. Carry on, love.
Absolutely not. They pay their money. They've got the shelf on the fridge.
Yeah, they've got the shelf in the fridge and they're paying. But if you have a bath, you should pay more. They should work out exactly how much a bath is for the heating cost, the gas for the water, for the gas for the heating it, and for the extra bit of water if you're on a meter. You should literally have a chart that says, if you want a fucking bath, you give us £2.50.
Well, listen,
you pay for this bath.
Baths soon, I think, are going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Because everyone's raging.
Yeah, yeah.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
My family WhatsApp group, me mum's bought an electric blanket.
Yeah.
There's a protest happening, apparently.
Yeah.
Then they're all going on this protest for the heating bills, rightly so.
Fuel prices, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, cost of living. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Anyway, back to this.
Yeah.
Bath. It was upon entering the bathroom that I discovered something that gave me the worst ick. My boyfriend was sat, in brackets, naked, in a mostly empty bath, letting the water fill up
Fantastic.
Around him.
Fantastic.
I asked him what he was doing.
Oh.
I'm not a bath person, but to me, you run the bath and then get in it, not get in whilst it's running.
Yeah.
He replied that he always gets in and then turns the tap on as he can then judge the temperature
Awful.
As it fills up.
Awful.
To me, this is very bizarre and I have discussed this with friends who also agree that it is strange. Is this as weird as I think it is?
Yeah, it's awful. It's like a nightmare.
I sometimes like to get in a tepid bath.
What?
And then put the scalding hot water on and let it fill up around us.
But the water, there's already water in there.
A little
bit. He got it in an empty bath.
I've also done that before.
Horrible.
The only problem with doing that...
Horrible.
I think it's enjoyable, but the only downside is you sit in the empty bath, looking at your naked body, hating yourself. Sometimes it's better just to have the bath full, strip off, get in, you can't see. That's come to the conclusion that I don't like doing that anymore.
I'm sure it's Demolition Man, where he gets frozen to go, jailed, but being jailed isn't being jailed, it's being frozen in time.
I've seen it.
So he's lying in like an empty thing and it fills up with water around him and then he gets frozen. That's what it reminds us of. Reminds us of Demolition Man or whatever the film is.
Do you not think it's quite clever, though? Because then you've got the right temperature.
No.
But there's nothing
just
worse.
Just monitor it as you film it.
When, you ran me a bath recently, sitting which there. I was very grateful of before you whinge. It was too cold.
Right.
You'd put the cold on.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, because you don't have baths very often, or if you do, I've normally run them. You're more hot. You need more hot in this house.
Great. Well, sorry for running your bath. I'll never do that again.
Oh, well, I said I'm very grateful. I'm not having a go.
I just feel like, you know, like someone just sitting, like a bloke as well, just sitting curled up in his bath waiting for the water to fill up. I just think of like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, just perched on a rock.
Ick.
Horrendous. Weird as out. Horrendous.
Well, sometimes, this is how I've gone from sitting in an empty bath. I sometimes go in after the kids.
Right.
And they have really shitty, like, lukewarm baths.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you've got your base.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
They warm it up while they're in there.
Yeah, there's loads of piss, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They both piss. You know, both our kids, you put them in the bath, they're like, they're living their life, they're being loud, they're talking, they're chatting, they're gurgling away. You put them in the bath and there is, like, a good 30 seconds where they just sit in silence, staring into space, and I go, you're both pissing here, aren't you?
Oh, God. Awful. I forgot about that. Anyway, so I've got in their bath, and then I let the hot water just fill up around us.
Yeah. Mm. You're trying to make it sound luxurious, but we both know there's piss. Two, maybe three different pisses in that bath.
Who else?
Yours.
Oh, why I? Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Love the podcast. Keep it coming.
Nah.
Not going anywhere.
Last one. Just because you want it to keep coming, fucking tell me what to do. Tell me what to do!
Shut up. Thank you. Thank you for your custom. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I've been blah, blah, blah.
So. What was that?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to sing about it. I was going to say about it. Recently, uh-huh. Sorry, I've been saying about a bing, bada boom, loads, and I don't know why. Well, I just really like it.
Please don't do
it. I said it like to me mate Steph the other night. Yeah. She was just saying, I went, about a bing, bada boom. I think she was like, are you all right?
Yes. No. Yeah,
so
stop doing it.
Right, great. So I'm still a little bit behind. Just listen to 141 where you read the story about the gran who was sucking on the edamame bean shells from the discarded bowl.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of a story you might appreciate.
Okay.
When I was 17/18 years old, a friend, Nikki, and I went to a nightclub and had a great night because they were good back then.
Yep.
Remember?
Oh, aye.
Remember when they were mint?
Yeah, yeah.
Now they're shit. We headed back to her house early hours of the morning with a few too many drinks under our belts. We were starving when we got back.
Should have been drinking them, by the way, not put them under your belt. Walk around like a blooming.
Oh, Jesus.
Eh? Should have been drinking them, not sticking them down your bloody pants. Eh? But I had a better night.
Dad.
Eh?
Dad. Stop.
Eh?
We headed back to her house, bloody rather hungry. We were starving when we got back, so started rummaging for food.
Right.
Her parents had been out for dinner that evening, and in the fridge was a large takeaway box of chicken bones, some still with plenty of chicken on them.
That's fuck.
So my friend dug right in, sucking off all the leftover chicken and barbecue sauce before heading to bed.
Oh.
I love chicken wings so much, but that's another story.
I hate them.
Later that morning, when we were slightly more rested and sipping coffee in the kitchen, her mum came in and was asking us how our night went.
Oh.
When she saw the takeaway box with chicken bones on the counter, she asked if we'd eaten it. After Nikki confirmed she had, her mum burst out laughing and explained that those bones...
I know what you're going to say. Can I guess it?
Yeah.
Dog.
What about the dog?
For the dog. The dog half ate them or something.
No.
Right.
She explained that those bones were all the leftovers from the whole restaurant. She had asked their waiter for them so they could give them to the dogs.
Oh my God! Oh! So I thought it was going to be like the dogs ate a bit of them and then we'll put them in there. So they got the leftover chicken wings
from the whole
from the entire
restaurant.
So every single person who'd been at the restaurant that night.
Yeah.
Oh God, I made myself nearly sick doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, so she just communally kissed every single person who'd been in the entire restaurant.
Yep. But what I don't know. Oh, hang on a minute.
Nah.
Would I eat?
Nah.
So.
I could throw up.
Would you eat leftover chicken from a chicken wing in the fridge?
No. I don't eat fresh chicken wings. Remember the other day when I didn't realize
I would eat like a chicken leg. Chicken wings are a little bit more intrusive, isn't it?
Oh, people. Oh, she's got the leftover. The people who.
That's so sad.
So
isn't
people
it?
Like me who take the juicy main like bit off and then I'm scared of all the rest of it.
Yeah,
I don't like what I call the bouncy bits that make your teeth bounce together.
Yes.
Oh. Everyone in the shop.
I hope she heated them up.
That, no, that's made me feel.
Is it really upsetting?
I feel really bad. I feel, if I had to describe how I feel now, I feel grey.
Mm, yeah.
I feel like you've sucked all the colour out of me.
Because you know what will have happened, right? So that woman will have said, I'll have chicken wings. And you know the chicken wings, could it? If you've got any left over, can I have them for the dog? So when the waiters are clearing away the stuff, there'll be a little bag and they'll go, put all the chicken wings in there because someone's taking them for the dog. And it'll just be everyone's chicken wings.
Been getting out of bin,
but they're on the special board.
Oh, God.
Sad times.
Oh, I feel sad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry to make you all feel sad.
Sorry, everyone. That, I reckon that'll be a tipping point for
people.
Do you
think?
Yeah,
really?
I like what the spit was as well.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, we'll
eating
see.
Strangers leftover chicken wing. It's fuck. That's really.
I'm sorry. Are you
ruined
okay?
My day. That.
Sorry. Oh. Chicken wings for lunch?
I'd never again. Oh, I could tell you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. To everybody, we're very, very sorry.
Very sorry for all of that. Absolutely awful.
You've been listening to Shagmar Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
I don't know how, but I can taste blood in my mouth. If you want to get in touch, it is shagmarannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send us as much as that story was horrific and all of the rest of them are horrific. We do enjoy them. There's a very, very large portion of me that would be so sad if no more came in. So
no,
please,
I love them. I'm fine. I could have chicken wings now.
No. Stop saying it. If I see chicken wings tonight in our house, there's going to be hell on. There's going to be absolute hell on. So guys, shagmarannoyed@gmail.com if you want to get in touch, and shagmarannoyed.com for next year's tour, which is on sale now. See you there.
Chicken wings in the interval.
No, chicken wing,
hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni, chilling with my homies.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.